Hi, everyone. I'm Doug Plagans. Welcome to the 5-Minute Morning Skate, where we tell you everything you need to know about the Panthers' upcoming matchup in 5 minutes or less. After opening up their road trip with a 5-1 loss at Calgary on Tuesday, their first game without a point since December 16th, the Panthers will have a chance to get right back in the win column when they kick off a back-to-back with a battle against the Oilers tonight in Edmonton. Following Wednesday's practice, Panthers interim head coach Andrew Brunette said the team is ready to embrace another tough challenge.
You know, they're kind of like Calgary last night. We're going into it playing against a team here at home that's been off a little bit and really want to get their game set straight. And it's going to be a huge challenge for us. I mean, they obviously have two of the best players in the world and really good supporting cast. So we got to bring our A game, which we didn't bring last night.
After scoring four or more goals in each game of their 9-game point streak coming out of the holiday break, the Panthers found the back of the net just once against the Flames. Failing to break the ice for the first time since December 29th, the Panthers fell behind 2-0 in Calgary before Sam Bennett, playing in his first game against his former team, scored to cut the deficit down to 2-1 early in the second period. Pulling away after that, the Flames then scored three unanswered goals, including getting a pair from Sean Monahan to lock down a 5-1 victory. Sitting at 26-8-5 on the season, Florida has gone 21-3-0 at home and 5-5-5 on the road. But in those 10 losses on the road, 8 have been decided by just one goal. With that in mind, Brunette thinks the team will soon flip the script away from home.
You know, I think for the most part of those, a lot of those games, they were either one goal games that maybe we didn't have enough. You know, we're not going to blow up teams every night. I thought we played some good road games. Our record maybe doesn't indicate it as much. But at the end of the day, it is still a 500 record. And for us to want to be an elite team, which we do, and we believe we are, we got to get our road game a little straightened out here a little bit.
For Panthers defensemen, tonight's game will pose a particularly tough challenge. At the other end of the ice, the Oilers possess two of the top four scorers in the NHL in Leon Draisaitl, who has 54 points, and Connor McDavid, who has 53 points. Doing the heavy lifting on the offensive side of the puck for Edmonton, that dynamic duo has scored 45 of the team's 115 goals. That's 39%. Needing to shut down those two players, Panthers defenseman Mackenzie Weegar said the team is up to the challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be a good challenge for, Aki and I. And we look forward to the challenge. It's the two of the best players in the world. And we're going to see a lot of them tomorrow night. And we're going to embrace it. And like you said, as competitors, we're looking forward to it. And hopefully we can shut them down and get the 2 points.
Of course, the Panthers have plenty of firepower of their own, scoring a league-best 158 goals as a team. They have 7 different players in their lineup with at least 10 goals already this season. Anthony Duclair has 16, Sam Bennett has 16, Jonathan Huberdeau and Alexander Barkov have 15 each, Carter Verhaeghe has 13, Sam Reinhart has 11, and Aaron Ekblad has 10. Heading to the 2022 NHL All-Star Game, Huberdeau also ranks tied with McDavid for third in the NHL in scoring with 53 points, including dishing out a league-leading 38 assists. But while the Panthers have found success with a balanced attack, the Oilers have struggled to pick up wins despite their two top-tier talents up front. Losing each of their last 6 games, Edmonton has scored just 14 goals during that slump. Last taking the ice on January 15th, they were on the wrong end of a 6-4 loss to the Senators, who scored 5 goals in the third period to come from behind and win. In between the pipes, Sergei Bobrovsky, who's 19-3-3 with a .921 save percentage, is expected to start for the Panthers, while Mikko Koskinen, who's gone 12-7-1 with a .900 save percentage, is expected to man the opposing crease for the Oilers. For lineup information, follow at Jameson Coop on Twitter. That's my friend and yours, Jameson Olive, who's got a birthday today. Happy birthday, Jameson. Facing off for the first time since the 1920 season, Ekblad said the Panthers just want to play a good road game tonight.
Yeah, it's obviously something that we've looked at as a team, and we want to find a way to figure that out. And you can point to a number of reasons. I think it just comes down to us understanding that a road game is a hell of a lot harder than a home game. You almost have to play a little bit differently. But at the end of the day, we just have to be a little bit sharper in our D zone, make a little bit cleaner plays as we're exiting, and understand that we have to hold on to the puck in the offensive zone. Teams always come out a little bit harder at home, as we do.
If you're tuning in from home, tonight's game will be broadcast on Bally Sports Florida or ESPN Plus if you're out of the region. Of course, you can also catch all the action on the Bally Sports app or listen to play-by-play on 560 WQAM and across the Panthers radio network. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the 5-Minute Morning Skate, and we'll see you at Puck Drop.